Come on, get the pads going now. Get the pads going. Hey, can we block somebody? Just somebody. Get up in there. Get up in there. That's a pillow fight. You do realize there are pads on. Good job. That's better. Better. On the ball, on the ball, on the ball, on the ball. Go, go, go. Hit it, hit it, hit it. There you go.
Welcome back to Giants First and 10 here on MSG, getting set for the Giants and the Lions on Monday Night Football. Time for item number two, and we welcome in the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. And coach, I know it's been a long preseason. Camp started early. You've got to be really excited to finally get into this thing for real on Monday night.
Well, we are. But to be honest with you, I'm glad we had the long preseason because we needed it. We needed it. We have a lot of new bodies, a lot of new faces, a lot of new people, and they all have to be integrated into this concept of team. And the more time we had, the better off I hope we are in approaching this season. And to start on Monday night, it's quite an exciting thing.
Now, Coach, you talk about getting integrated to a new system. Your opponent, Monday night, has a new system, too, and they have coaches from various systems. So as you prepared this offseason, did you have to go back and look at what those systems did? Because, you know, people keep it close to the vest in the preseason.
Most definitely, Carl. We had to go back and look at Baltimore, look at New Orleans, you know, just to try to get some kind of an interpretation of what we could expect. Jim Caldwell comes in. He brings a young coach from a secondary coach from Baltimore in. He brings in a quarterback coach from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. You know, both very successful programs. He keeps John Bonamago, the same special teams coach. So, you know, we have some degree of able to look at even our game, which was 12-22 last year, a late game. We can look at that and relate to it. But as far as the other aspects go, you know, that takes some real study and then some speculation. One of the things we did recognize, which was an obvious, was that Detroit a year ago was minus 12 in the turnover ratio, and in preseason they were plus 4. So that obviously was an objective, and they accomplished that.
Coach, one of the objectives that you had from the very start of this year was to be physical at the point of attack. One of the things during the preseason that you showed was the ability to run the football effectively. Talk about your running game and the backs and how they complement what you're looking for.
Well, the running game, we needed to get the running game going. I mean, last year, 29th in the league with all the turnovers and no balance. You know, who wants to play football like that? Nobody. And it's not New York Giant football. So we need to get back to that.
Coach, now, introducing a new offense, and you're going to see it for the first time when it counts. How big, and I know all coaches say offensive efficiency is key, but how big of an emphasis is that in terms of the penalties or the plays that kill drives and keep you from moving the ball?
Well, that's huge. You know, when you do your statistical homework, which we do, you know that drives, when an offensive team commits a penalty, it's a very rare case when they do go down and score. So, I mean, that's just number one. On the other hand, when, for example, we did not have penalties one game, two games ago, against the Jets, we had the ball 8 times in drives without penalties. We scored 4 out of the 8 times. So those statistics are very much there. The turnovers are the other factor, you know. And what we've strived to do is to reduce the turnovers, and we had some success with that in preseason, and also to eliminate the penalties.
Coach, final question. Your 11th year as head coach of the Giants, the passion, the energy hasn't waned a bit. This is the 90th season for the New York Giants. What does it mean to you to be the head coach of this flagship franchise in a historic year like this?
Well, any year. It means a great deal to me, to my family, to the competitive aspect of the nature of where we come from and what we do for a living. But obviously to be the head coach of the New York Giants is a lifetime dream. And every year is a new year. And every year your batteries have to be replenished and you go right back at it and try to do the best that you can for the number one franchise in the National Football League.
Coach, best of luck on Monday night. Thanks for joining us, and
thanks,
we look forward to talking
Thank
with you.
You
during the year.